This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, wonderful to see everybody. We'll dedicate this year by Saba, Lila Nishmas' brother. Yosef Rafal by Menachem Mendel. His neshama shehav an aliyah. Should be a Melitz Yosef for the family, for all of us, and all of Klal Yisrael. We're sponsored by the Fisher family, Lishon Spasi Bas Rabbit, Shalom Ben Avram Alevi, Parel Bas Ruvain, Lili Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem for Yom Moshe Ben Chai Yisrael, Yaakov Ben Bas Yileh, for the Schus of Avram Ben Yom Ben Shmolach Yudis, by Yol Klugman family, and Lefu Shalem for Hinda Bas Chai Yisrael, Chana Bas Shashabina, Rivka Bas Shireleh, Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fadal, Yitzhak Ben Tzim Ben Dusha, and Meir Ben Chai Yisrael, they should have a Lefu Shalem, a Besei Shecha Yisrael. So clay or a leather keli, when is it? It's not so simple like a wooden keli. A leather keli, when is it ready to be mekabel tuma? May I must say mekablim tuma. A turmel, that's a type of a bag, big bag that has drawstrings pulled closed. So the term Mishayachsaim over here, we're going to see the Mishnah uses it in different ways. Yachsaim, before Yachsaim meant to make a rim. Here, Mishayachsaim, when you fold it over the leather, Vikanev, and you trim it from the extra sticking out pieces, Viyasa Kichosav, and you put in the drawstrings. Rabbi Yudaim, no, you don't have to put in the drawstrings. Mishayasna is Oznov, as long as you make the loops. The handles for the drawstrings, that's enough. Sukurtia, it's a type of apron. So the apron, again, mishiyachsaim, when you fold over the edge, vikanev, you cut off the loose ends, viyas etzitasa, and you put in its belt. It had like a two belts that you tied in the back. As soon as you make the loops with a belt, it's already mekabel tuma. Kitabulia. This is a leather bed. The Gemara calls it arsa de gada in chas. Kitabulia, a leather bed. Again, mishiyachsaim. When you fold it over, finishing it up. And kanev, cutting off the edges. Rabbi Yudaim, that's not enough. You have to make the strings that you're going to attach either into the hole of the frame or into loops on the frame. Mishiyasa es kichoseha. Hakar v'kesef shel ar. Usually we translate this as a pillow and mattress. Some people translate it the other way around, of leather. Mishiyachsaim. Here it means... when you close it up, you know, you close it up, that the stuffing is kept inside. Vikanev, and you trim it. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mishiyitrafeim, as long as you sew it, V'yishaya behem pochis mechamisha tvachim, and you leave less than five tvachim that you could put in the stuffing, it's already mekabel tuma. Now, petilia, it's a small basket made out of aravos, made out of the twigs of aravos. They used to dry figs in this basket. It's tmeya. However, v'chasina, this is interesting. Remember we said that things have to be similar to sack, that they have to be able to be metaltal moli v'reikon. You have to be able to move it even when it's full. The chasina was a big, big basket made out of the thorn branches, which held clay. And if you moved it, you couldn't move it without breaking it. So therefore, tahiris, shel netzarim, a basket made out of palm fibers, palm reeds. Now, I skipped. Sigyonais shel olin. This was a basket of leaves that they used to put cover figs that they should dry. And this was really disposable. It didn't last. So therefore, tahir shel netzarim, but if it's a more durable, made out of the reeds, tamayis. Chaisel shunayisei menaytel v'soichai. He puts dates in them, and he takes it out when it ripens. It's tamei. However, if it's made in a way that you could only remove the dates by ripping it, so it's really the classic case of a disposable keli. If you can't remove the dates, you end up tearing it, or taking it apart, so it's really a disposable keli, so then it is tahar. Daf Yomi tonight is at 9:05.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.